From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama's signing of legislation to raise the federal debt ceiling heads off a government default, but now attention turns to a bipartisan congressional panel being established to come up with more ways to rein in the government's debt.
This compromise requires that both parties work together on a larger plan to cut the deficit, which is important for the long-term health of our economy.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the special panel is needed.
If the normal way we do business was adequate, we wouldn't have a $14 trillion debt and over $50 trillion of unfunded liabilities. We needed to do something different.
McConnell says GOP leaders will not name anyone to the panel who's willing to raise taxes, while Democrats say an increase in tax revenue is an essential part of any plan to bring down the deficit. Major stock averages across the Asia-Pacific region and in Europe are falling today. NPR's Frank Langford in Tokyo reports there's ongoing concern about debt problems in Europe and the United States.
Hong Kong's Hang Seng index dropped 1.9%. Japan's Nikkei was down more than 2%. Economists here are concerned that spending cuts in the debt deal will further hamper America's already struggling recovery. Reports Tuesday also showed that American consumers cut their spending in June. That's the first drop in nearly 2 years. While Asian investors were glad to see the U.S. avert default, there's a broad concern here about the political leadership in Washington that risked such an outcome. Frank Langford, NPR News, Tokyo.
Egypt's former president, Hosni Mubarak, is denying charges that he was involved in the killing of protesters during demonstrations that brought down his government last winter. The BBC's John Line reports Mubarak is on trial today in Cairo after being wheeled into a caged area of the courtroom.
As crowds outside watched intently on a widescreen, the court session unfolded. First to appear in the dock were Hosni Mubarak's two sons, Gamal and Ala, and then the former interior minister, Habib al-Adli. Then finally, Hosni Mubarak himself, lying on some sort of bed or stretcher, but otherwise apparently conscious and fully aware of what was going on. It's a moment most Egyptians thought they would never see. It was greeted with jeers and wolf whistles outside the police academy where the trial is being held, and surely with amazement across the Middle East.
The BBC's John Line reporting from Cairo. The partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration is now likely to continue at least through Labor Day, after Senate negotiators failed to reach a deal to end a stalemate on temporary funding for the agency. Lawmakers are not slated to return to Washington until September. As a result, some 4,000 FAA employees have been furloughed, as well as tens of thousands of airport construction workers. Airport safety inspectors are working without pay. The impasse could cost the government about $1 billion in airline ticket tax revenues. This is NPR News from Washington. Anti-government activists in Syria are bracing for another day of military assaults, with well over 100 killed so far this week. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut that Syria's government is claiming it's just clearing away armed gangs.
Eyewitness reports and video accounts show heavy military weapons engaged in assaulting towns such as Hama and Deir ez-Zor, with troops taking more territory but failing to quell the anti-regime protests which have been promised for every night of this Muslim holy month. Activists in Hama reached by phone say there are a few armed men defending their properties, but the demonstrations remain peaceful. The government says its forces are battling armed gangs and will continue to do so until order is restored. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Closing arguments are set today in a federal corruption trial in Alabama. Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM reports 9 defendants are accused of running a vote-buying scheme connected with a gambling bill in the state legislature.
Defense lawyers and federal prosecutors will have one final shot to argue their positions before jurors. The government spent almost 2 months laying out its case, saying several lawmakers, lobbyists, and others use campaign contributions, along with other promises, to buy and sell votes. Prosecutors relied on numerous recorded phone calls, plus testimony from 3 people who already pleaded guilty. The defense, however, surprised the court by calling just one witness and then resting. Attorneys say they don't believe the government proved its case. Defense lawyers can chalk up one victory already. The judge threw out a handful of charges, although the overwhelming majority remain. The case is expected to go to the jury by the end of the week. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham, Alabama.
A homeless man is in custody after climbing over the fence at the White House. He was immediately apprehended. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.